I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Our movie this week, podcast comes out on Sunday, is Dodgeball. Dodgeball currently on HBO Max. If you haven't seen Dodgeball in a while, I feel like Dodgeball is going to hold up. We'll see. Listen to the podcast on Sunday because we definitely haven't watched it yet, and we're definitely not going to record that podcast later today. King, noticed you took a quick jaunt back on Twitter this week. Care to explain yourself?
Elon Musk, I don't have the app on my phone, and I still get notifications now out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
It's insane. This guy, go away.
He's rooted.
Get out of here.
He's rooted into your phone now.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want this app on my phone.
Elon virus, bro.
Yeah. But
you get the notification. Are you able to respond still, even though you don't
have
the app?
If I click on it, yeah, it goes right to like I had it downloaded. And it just started on like Saturday night.
That seems impossible, by the way.
I will take screenshots. Send it.
Yeah, make sure you post
unbelievable.
Post those on Twitter so everybody can see.
Yeah. But before we go on.
Okay.
I just want to offer an apology.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, last Saturday, we logged on right after the Oregon game, right?
We had some emotions.
And Oregon, they dropped a disastrous game to Oregon State. It's rivalry, so I've heard. True, some people call it the Civil War, you know, whatever.
ABC.
And I was too emotional in that space, you know, an hour after the game. And I said I was done with Dan Lanning. I said I was done with him. I said it was over with him. Dan Lanning seems like a good man. He seems like a decent enough coach. And I made the mistake. And you know, I'm a big man. You know, I'm trying to own up to some of the stuff. I made the mistake of comparing Dan Lanning to Brandon Staley. I may have even called him Dandon Stalanning. it may have been a thing I did. Dandon Stalanning. So I would like to blame that, you know, the emotions of that post game pod on, you know, on Bush Lights and just raw emotions. And again, you know, Dandon Stalanning, I would like to apologize for absolutely fucking nothing. Hey Braga, what does the D in Dan Lanning stand for?
I don't know. Okay,
there is a D in Dan Lanning?
Yeah, what is the D?
It's certainly not defense.
Oh.
Hey, Ski, what does the L in Lanning stand for?
I don't know. Games against your rivals?
Loss.
Losses to your rivals.
Hey, Dandon Stalanning, you know the two games you can't lose while you're a coach in Eugene? Well, you do now, and you lost to both of them, and you did so securing USC getting to the CFP and their quarterback winning a Heisman Trophy while sending UW into the Rose Bowl. And speaking of the Rose Bowl, did you see tonight that Ohio State has put in an exemption? They don't want to go to the Rose Bowl if they don't play in the CFP. They literally put in an exemption and said, don't pick us. We're out.
So no bowl for Ohio State is what they're saying.
No bowl for Ohio State if they don't make the CFP.
And On top of what you said, Utah is playing in the Pac-12 championship game because of
Utah.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you, Dan Lanning.
You did that.
I see you in the chat here, Sun River Skidmark 69 on Twitch. You want to know what the D in Dan Lanning doesn't stand for? A dub. Or as the kids call it, a win. Hey, Wazoo, thanks for nothing. We needed you Saturday night. There may be two Z's in Wazoo, but there's not a V. Hey, Vaughn, I'm sorry. No fantasy update this week. I started riding this from my 29-yard line, but I didn't get it. And speaking of D's, hey, Damus, this pod is only number 5 on your 2022 Spotify wrap-up list? Huh, interesting.
See, I was going to take that as a badge, but you're taking it as a diss for the Damus. That's fine. That's fine. I was going to brag about that, but you're going at him. We are not, it has been established, as cool as Batman when it comes to Damus. And that's okay. That's okay. I can live with that. What I can't live with is that we're not as cool as Solid Verbal to him.
Hey, that Alex.
I can't live with.
Hey, Ski.
That's me.
How do you spell Dan Lanning?
How?
I don't know. You spell it out to me.
D-A-N. L-A-N-N-I-N-G.
How do you spell his last name?
L-A-N-N-I-N-G.
And again,
I-N-G.
What letter in the alphabet is missing?
The
W. W. You want to know what letter should be in Dan Lanning? An F, as in fired.
And fuck you for forcing us to watch USC in Utah.
So you're actually going to watch that?
No, I'm not. I'm not watching bowl games this year. I've never been so upset. Hey, Dan Lanning. I don't know what I'm going to say here. I hate you.
I don't know what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it really loudly. Can you hear me?
Hey, Dan Lanning. There should be a P in your name. For punt. Never do it again. Because you're bad at it. Oh, but you're also bad at not punting.
How do you mess up punting and not punting? It's almost impressive.
I do love it. Very fitting for watching the end of that Chargers game this week and for them to go for two.
They actually got it for once.
Right. Hey, 50%, right? Isn't that all they say you need? Going for on fourth down and going for two?
Hey, Skywalker9 in the chat, just flaming Damus. He called him a dork. I'm like, come on, man. Come on, man.
Well, he's essentially calling you a dork then too, Brog, because you love Batman as well.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Ski. Hey, Skywalker. What is Tosh's last name?
Lupoi.
Lupoi.
Is that racist?
No.
It's borderline racist. Lose
boy. Lose boy.
Lose boy.
Lose boy. Hey, you want to know what letter isn't in Tosh Lupoi?
W and D.
And D. You're getting the game.
We're catching on.
Wait, let me get this straight. So you are fully behind the fire Dan Lanning train.
Fire Dan Lanning.
Is anybody else actually saying this?
No one.
No, okay.
Just me.
I'm like, man, that is a leap. 9-3 in your first year. You did lose to your rivals. You also lost to the number one team in the country.
A very soft 9-3.
Yeah. And I think the big difference is it wasn't just losing to the rivals. It was blowing two games against them. See, that's the difference, I think. If those are just losses, hey, the team's just maybe not good enough. But when you're controlling the games and then just choke them both away bad.
Hand them to the other team in horrific ways. Yeah. It was impressive.
Do you guys know who the cornerbacks, the defensive backs coach's name at Oregon is?
They have one?
Yeah, they do. Do you know what his name is?
I do not.
Demetrius Martin. You want to know what his nickname is? Meat. Because their secondary is dead meat.
Well, minus Gonzo. Still always give him respect.
Yeah. Until he leaves, which he's definitely going to.
Oh, no.
But yeah, so like a couple weeks when he declares that. So is that what's happening with Oregon?
Hey, guys.
Yeah, okay.
On that last Oregon drive in the fourth quarter from, you know, first and goal at the 4, who did the Ducks put in at running back?
Jordan
James. Was it Winningham?
I don't know. I think it was Christian Okoye. But his name apparently was Jordan James. They just kept running it in. Who is Jordan James?
You just drop a Christian Okoye bomb there?
I mean, they're running someone named Jordan James three straight times up the middle.
A guy who hasn't played in like a month and a half.
He's Earl Campbell? What's going on?
I know. He's like 18 years old. Yeah, let's put the game on that dude's shoulders.
KJ's not going to watch the Bulls. Are the Ducks even going to be able to field a team for the bowl? They might not have a quarterback.
This is my like masochistic like kink. Because Jay Butterfield, is entering the portal.
So he's gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
If Knicks is thinking about the draft, he's not playing.
He might not play. And Ty Thompson
probably shouldn't.
There's a part of me that just hopes they just. I don't know if I want to see that and have them just run wild Bucky or wild
Whittingham.
There's definitely a walk-on quarterback on this roster. Isn't it like Jay Affey or something like that? Like that
is a name.
That person exists. Like that person,
that
would
person
end up
does exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I was going to ask.
Come out yet though. I mean, yeah. There's still time here. Let's say that Thompson does hit the transfer portal here in the next week, right? And Knicks, it's like, all right, I'm going to go to the NFL. Do they just not accept a bowl invite? Like Ohio State? I mean, if you have no quarterbacks, what's the point of playing, right?
It's a good question.
It would be a hilarious run of 3 years because 2020, they made the Fiesta Bowl. No one cared. It was a dumb COVID year. They started on like after Halloween last year. Everyone departed on the coaching staff, and technically, according to James Crepia, by the time the second quarter came around, they had a amount of healthy, I think they had 48 healthy players, which is less than the 50 threshold to play a game. Then this year would be great with no scholarship quarterbacks.
I think he blamed Kate Brown for that, too.
What a time to be a Duck. What a time to be a Duck.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask earlier. So now we're just waiting for shoes to drop. So we're waiting on the NFL announcement guys, and we're waiting on the rest of the portal guys. So far it's Dante Thornton. Not a surprise. Cardwell.
Which I don't get, though.
You thought they tried to save him there with that big game.
Mm-hmm. They threw him a lot the last three games.
Well, that's why, though. I think they were trying to... Well, so that's hard to say. Because you're not going to game plan around Dante Thornton.
No, and wide receivers are a different breed, so I get it. I do get it, but...
So he's gone. Cardwell's gone, which literally we've been expecting for 3 months. Obviously, a discussion was had where they were like, just wait till the end of the season. Like, you might as well work out in our facilities for free, eat our food for free, like live in our things for free. Get NIL money that you were probably already getting from before the season. Maybe. He was going to be the starting running back coming into the season, so he could have some random deal or something. I haven't seen him on anything. So.
Is the Byron Cardwell take from like late September, early October from Lanning the only inflammatory thing he said all year?
Refresh my memory on that.
Where he was like, well, he's healthy enough to play physically, but is he healthy enough to play mentally to where he can get out of the field?
Right.
And then we never saw him again.
There was like random practice pictures that Mosley would post.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. So I think he was practicing.
Oh, well, okay. Good for him then.
I don't know. Then also, obviously, you mentioned Butterfield. Butterfield announced that he's going to transfer, which, again, not a surprise whatsoever. He was a highly rated recruit, and he'll find some place to play. Might not end up being like a starter or good, but might as well. If you want to play, it's not going to happen here. So,
I mean, it could. I mean, look, what are they going to have next year?
Could now, yeah. Well,
they might have a 5-star coming in.
They might, yeah. That's the thing.
If
Dante Moore decommits, then all hell breaks loose.
I mean, Butterfield could beat out DJ Uiagalelei. I think I don't know why he'd leave. I guess if he doesn't, if this must mean Ty Thompson must be staying. It's the only thing I can think of.
The DJU narrative from you guys and everybody else is just, it's one of my favorite things in the last season. Like,
you know, I was on the DJU transfer train
very
until
early. Yeah.
Until Dillingham left.
Yeah.
And then I saw him against South Carolina and he threw it, I think it was 29 times for 99 yards.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
I
don't need
that's
him.
That's my favorite part about it is everybody spent like 3/4 of this season bagging on him because he's a
Dillingham quarterback whisperer. Everyone knows it.
Yeah,
I don't know why I spent all year last year bagging on him.
You did
because the comp was him and Anthony Brown, and Brown was taking so much heat.
He was like, better,
and he was way better.
Just so bad.
I don't get it. DJ's like a running quarterback, but he's so fucking slow. It doesn't mean he's not a good enough passing quarterback. I have a buddy that's a Clemson fan who's been at least 2+ years wanting him gone.
Why do we consider him an athletic like quarterback? Has he ever been? Like, I don't get it.
He was like a 3-sport athlete in high school, I think.
Are we throwing some biases at him?
No, well, I think because like his recruiting pictures had him in like baseball.
Went to the same school as Mariota or whatever, so he's got to be fast. Is that what we're talking about?
He absolutely did not go to the same school as Mariota.
I don't care.
No, he went to school in California.
Dabo's thinks the same thing because he makes him run the ball 8-10 times a game.
Booble says he's like Cardale Jones. Yeah. Statuesque. But can't
Cardale Jones, Cardale Jones at least had a hose.
Sure did.
Hubba.
Damn. Baby. Yeah, we're not ready to talk hoses on this podcast yet. We're on Twitch now.
Not baseball season yet?
We can't be going hoses. No. All
right.
We're going to get banned.
All right. Well, wait for baseball season to bring back hoses and big dongs and
dropping dick.
Flapping dongs. Dick. Yeah. Dropping dick.
We'll wait for baseball season for that.
Mark Wazakowski, I think his name is. Go Ducks.
Sounds like somebody's name. Sure, it's not a hockey player. Sounds more like a hockey player.
I think it was the guy from Monster U.
By the way, I saw the second one of those movies way more than the first one. The Monsters University one. My kid was prime age when that movie came out. Watched that too much. So let's see. So I think you mentioned it earlier, the Rose Bowl sort of giving up on their being married to January 1st at whatever it is, like 11 a.m. or 2 p.m. or whatever their time slot was. And so that's going to open up, like officially, the playoff is going to expand to 12 teams now. So it's basically done now. So 2024, 2025, the playoff is now going to be 12 teams.
So, and you want to hear something depressing?
So, you know, yeah, I was going to say, you know what's great about that is now Oregon's going to have a chance to be like number 10 when the Pac-10 happens.
Well, I was going to say.
When they add New Mexico and whatever.
Oregon was 8-1 this year.
Yeah.
You want to know what they're not? They wouldn't be in a 12-team playoff? Playing in the playoff because they're number 16.
Well, I mean, right now with 3 losses, but. You know.
Well, let's say you add New Mexico, you add UNLV, boom, 2 free wins.
Get out of here.
RIP Arroyo's coaching career.
Yeah, big ups to Arroyo. Bring him back as offensive coordinator, right? Right? That's what I saw.
That was a weird firing by UNLV. Like, no one thought Marcus Arroyo was good, but 5-7 UNLV.
Why hire him if you're going to fire him after what?
They won zero games. They won 0 games before they hired him. Zero. He had him moving in the right direction.
Is there a problem with Oregon coaches going elsewhere? Has anyone done anything? I guess Chip, this year with Chip, kind of the best year post.
Like 15 Oregon. Years later.
Yeah.
He did lose a whole playoff game in the snow to the Saints, I think, his first year in Philly.
Oh, yeah, he did. He did.
Yes, is the answer to your question. Nobody who leaves Oregon is successful.
Taggart. Taggart got fired?
I did see that.
Yeah. No, he did.
He did. Yeah.
God, if he gets another head coaching job, something's wrong. They just need to fold half the schools.
Well, following up on our talk last time, Dion said that he actually has been offered by Colorado. So I think the fact that he didn't accept it probably means he's not going to. It's interesting that he would announce it. He's like, yes, I was offered by Colorado.
You're surprised? Dion's going to jump out ahead and put it all on him?
Yeah. I guess bragging is not something that he's averse to, but I'm just saying it's weird that he would announce that unless he's trying to get a raise from his current place, which I don't know that they're capable of that. So it's odd.
Trying to get a different head coaching job is what he's going to try to do.
I guess. Is he going to get a better one than Colorado right now?
I mean, did you see Colorado play this year?
I know. I'm just saying Colorado's still a high profile place.
It is. I think he could get a legit
it's
one.
It's definitely
not
going to
be a very good team.
Relative. I'm saying.
Oh, I was talking altitude.
Yeah, from the sea, it's a.
And marijuana.
Oh, do they have that there?
D'Indica Sanders.
I wouldn't know.
Wait, is his first? If let's say he does go to Colorado, is his first thing he doing? Said he likes promoting a weed, getting paid to promote a weed shop somehow, kind of like Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely not. I love the idea, but no way in hell. By the way, he probably needs it with that foot situation he's got going on too, man. He's like,
foot situation.
In all seriousness, having two toes amputated. Damn.
I'm saying, he's probably eating gummies all day, man.
Yeah, no, that's got to be terrible.
Yeah, truly awful.
And when you see him run onto the field this year, you can tell, wow, your big toe is very important.
Yeah, you need those.
Do they not have a prosthetic big toe just so you can balance out a little easier?
I don't think so.
I mean, I would assume if they did, Dion could afford it.
Yeah.
I love that idea. Hey, you know what we haven't talked about yet? That is DJ Johnson's punch. We should probably talk about that. Anything to say?
I've literally watched it twice. Yeah. So I could be speaking out of ignorance, and there could be better views. There could be camera angles, whatever. I think he's a dipshit for swinging.
Yeah.
But I think he just hit the brim of the cowboy hat. I could be 100% wrong.
He did not seem to land very well. But I think the issue is fully 100% optics.
Terrible optics.
It's a not padded student walking in the other direction, and he swings at his head. Whether or not he lands fully is sort of irrelevant.
He was trying to knock the hat off, and he was coming from below, an upward motion. I think you get away with that. No, but I'm saying that, if his goal was to knock the hat off the guy's head, I can't see him doing that with the motion he took at it.
I've seen angles where like there are Oregon State fans specifically seeking him out. They are walking around people, going through really quickly just so they can get to him. That's when the shot cuts out, so we don't see the immediate aftermath and what they actually do to him. And then the next angle you get is just him swinging on the dude. He's walking, then he swings on the dude, and then he gets ushered away. So we have no idea what happened in between that. There's an Oregon State fan I follow on Twitter, and I sort of was talking with him about it, and he's the only thing that sort of scares me, and he's saying this as an Oregon State fan, is that the fan was doing some racial stuff. And he's like, if that's the case, that 100% justifies it.
He probably just called him a loser.
I very much doubt that would be the case, right? Right in the middle of a whole bunch of people, this little ass college student walks up to DJ Johnson and just says a slur to his face. I mean, even in Corvallis, I don't see that happening.
Especially especially with there's a lot of other black athletes on the field in the general area as well. I mean, there are some really, really dumb OSU fans out there. It is kind of hard to believe they would choose that time to drop a slur on someone.
Yeah.
I just think he said, you lost, you're a loser, go Beavs type stuff. That's just my guess.
But I throw the blame on whoever the guy that was walking with DJ out. You got to do your fucking job there and shield him from what he did.
That's the whole point. That is the whole point of you being there, is to make sure that specific thing doesn't happen.
But, like, can I just say that, like, I'm saying I think DJ is a dipshit for doing what he did. Unnecessary. Like, he could have... Not in that, but he could kill that dude. We've seen DJ Johnson's body. We saw that college kid. He could beat the absolute piss out of him. But if you're just a random dude storming a field, why are you saying anything to a player? Because we've seen it like three or four times this year where like an Alabama player and I think a Tennessee, like absolutely cold cocked someone. And we've seen it before, like, like a million years ago, and maybe you guys don't remember this and I do because of Mizzou, but in like the late 90s, early 2000s, Mizzou beat Nebraska, and like a Nebraska player just obliterated a Mizzou player or a fan's face who stormed the field. Stop storming the field. And if you're going to storm the field, avoid the players. Hang out with your students. Yeah. And I'm not exonerating DJ Johnson at all. That's not my point. I'm just saying, dipshit and dipshit. When two dipshits align, you get dipshittery. It just kind of is what it is. And there has been no charges filed, so that dude is completely fine. It's just dipshittery.
Yeah, he's still suspended. If they do acceptable, he's still not playing in it, though. But
and yeah, I think it would be even though, like I said, there's been no charges filed. I think it would be a bigger issue if DJ Johnson was a sophomore instead of a guy whose eligibility is exhausted after this year.
Yeah, the only real talk is him hurting his NFL chances, which I'm not necessarily sure that's true either.
Which is, he's such a good athlete. Like, when he flashes, like, once every two games for, like, two plays, he absolutely flashes. But... I mean, again, he was the guy that transferred here and was playing tight end in the COVID year. So it is what it is.
Yep.
He was returning kickoffs in the Fiesta Bowl. He's just a great athlete. Right. He's an amazing athlete. Probably looks amazing naked. Just an okay football player. It's okay. It's better than any of us. So good for him.
He could be a borderline backup tight end in the NFL, blocking athleticism. Yeah, teams.
I thought Ski was going to argue with you
about how good he looked naked.
No, I was saying like that he's more athletic than us.
Oh,
Ski's like, you haven't seen me play beer league softball.
Did you see me in summer legion ball?
Yeah,
10 yards amount of speed. I might got DJ.
You got him in the three cone drill.
Yes, something that
on that turn from first to second base. I need to get in there first. I don't even need to slide into second. I got a stand up double.
Oh, if it's rounding the bag, I'm beating him by.
Oh, he's rounding the bag.
He can't. DJ doesn't run a banana turn no bag.
Superior footwork. Superior footwork.
Tell us how your feet work on that turn. Are you more of a toe tapper, or do you use any heel when you turn on that banana bag turn?
Oh, no, it's catching just the right side of your toe on the edge of that bag, just cutting that distance.
Oh, you got to cut the distance.
Got to cut it.
CTD, that's what everyone says.
He's going for distance. He's going for speed.
He's all alone.
All alone.
In a time of
need.
Don't be too many cake drops there.
I was like singing cake in unison too, man.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'd love to see you both in a baseball pants. You got those big old cakes. I think you might lose that one, Ski.
Between him and DJ. Oh, because I'm beating you too, Ski. Sorry, man.
I don't know, man. I rock those giant, like, mani pants where they baggy and go over the heel of your cleats. So,
I hear you. WCP54182. DJ will do quite well in the NFL's Underwear Olympics. I'm going to go ahead and let you find that out for us, and then you can.
He's going to show up to Indy looking like the Liver King. You guys familiar with the Liver King?
I am familiar with the Liver King.
Should I Google the Liver King right now?
Yes, go to Instagram and Google the Liver King.
That's something I should do.
Apparently, it came out that he's unexpectedly doing HGH and steroids and whatever this week. Who could have seen that coming?
This guy eating some fucking horse steroids. No way.
No way.
It's got to be the raw liver and supplements, right? That's the only way to get that jacked.
See, I think that guy's a dipshit, but I do like watching him eat stuff where he's like, look at these goat testicles. I'm eating them.
Testicles.
They taste like shit, and then he goes, Liver King. Out.
So his whole thing is he's just ripped, which he very clearly is, and he just eats liver, and that's his thing. Like,
and bone marrow and testicles.
Is it like not caveman diet, but whatever that is? Yeah, where you eat raw meats and, you know, things that naturally boost your testosterone.
Hey, Primal Gang, it's me, Liver King. You want to be primal?
It says he is the CEO of the Ancestral Lifestyle.
There it is.
Fuck you, dude.
His videos are awesome. He'll be walking on like cactuses and be like, it's me. This is ancestral tip number 4. Be one with the spines.
Well, the story I'm looking at says he spends about $11,000 a month on steroids.
I did not see anything about the.
There, that's the guy. If you're on Twitch, that's what the guy looks like. Yeah.
I mean, he makes way more than that a month. I'll tell you that much.
He has too many abs, it can be said. Too many abs. You're not supposed to have that many. All right, so shall we talk first about organ men's?
I contend Andre the Giant is the real Liver King, though.
What about Wade Boggs?
No, Andre the Giant, man. I know Andre. I know Wade Boggs drink like a 24-pack from Boston to Seattle, but Andre the Giant.
70?
I mean, 70. Come on. Those stories from Hulkster, too much.
70? God damn.
Have you seen the picture of Andre the Giant with a beer in his hand, like holding it like this?
It's a thimble.
You can't even see the fucking beer. You can't even see it. It just down like gone.
By the way, that's like, just throw the alcohol part out. That's just too much liquid in your stomach. Like, you just, it just, eventually your body's just like.
Not if you're a Liver King.
It's like, yeah. No.
Yeah,
okay.
You're a Liver King.
Okay.
You know, sounds like you're a liver rook.
Yeah.
Liver pawn.
Liver pawn.
Get on that ancestry diet.
Ancestral diet?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
It seems borderline maybe some like right-wing neo-Nazi site name.
Oh yeah.
It's right around there.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say it, but I'm glad you did. Have we ever seen Ski and Liver King in the same place at the same time? Says Google. I did show the picture. I can put it up again. I mean, they're just same dude.
Maybe my old beard, but yeah,
That's true. All right. So shall we transition to Oregon men's basketball or World Cup?
I hate to say this, but fucking
No. Let's just do 20 seconds on Oregon men's basketball.
Why? They don't have any players.
That's what I'm saying. They went up to Portland, and for a game and a half, they played three games. Was it 20 UConn, 12 Michigan State, Villanova, who's not good. And the last four halves, I don't know, the college basketball's weird. They had six scholarship players. listen, I haven't hated the way they've played this year. I don't think they're good. They're not all hands on deck. Beat Villanova. Good. Okay. We're done.
Beat Villanova is a really nice thing on paper.
Yeah, just saying. But Villanova's 2-4.
Played Sparty close. Yeah. Play Sparty close. That's American
National there. They did. They played Sparty close. UConn game was kind of gross. You know,
UConn's good, though.
I didn't hate the 10-point loss to Houston. You know, I think it was great. Oh. Not a moral victory, but it could have been a lot worse. Okay, carry on.
Well, I was just going to say, so just real quick. So we're sort of feeling like this is going to end up being like a typical Dana season, where they struggle early on. They've played some very good teams this year already and lost to them like they should. But later on, when we're talking in like, you know, end of January, February, they might actually be healthy and have things sort of worked out.
It's not the same, because usually it's your full health. You're losing these games and struggling early, but they're all playing together. And then you get hurt later in the season. Now it's everyone's hurt early. You're just waiting for him to get back. And then it's going to be a pray for a late run kind of season this year.
Which he always seems to do.
I know they're getting that Rigsby back for the first time tomorrow. But, I mean, you can't still be missing, five guys still?
I do love these December 1st conference games.
When did this change?
Three years ago?
Why?
It was one of the things that came out of like the pandemic is they tried to space stuff out later on down the road. So they made some of these conference games like way early.
I know, because they have their big break here at the end of December. And you know, you get like a week and a half, 2 weeks off. So yeah, I guess they're just trying to jam a couple extra games in.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Okay, are we done?
Yes.
Okay. Have you been watching the World Cup?
Outside of the
USA.
I don't care. I don't care about USMT. I don't care about USMT. I listen to it on SiriusXM, and I've watched some of it, but I don't care about the men's team, man.
They make it really hard when they score two goals in three games. So yes, they advanced, which is fantastic. They beat Iran 1-0. Pulisic scored the winner. He has a pelvic contusion.
He got kneed in the nuts.
Borderline erotic. He sure looked like he got kneed in the nuts.
Yes.
A pelvic contusion is when you get kneed in the nuts a little bit too hard.
Hey, Alex,
what does
the I in Iran stand for?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I ran away from victory. Oh. Bam!
Is this gonna be like a 5-minute segment of you talking shit about Iran? Because that might get problematic real quick.
No, it's not.
Okay. Because I'm here for it.
Hey Ski, what does the N in Iran stand for?
What, no wins?
No goals scored.
No goals.
Or nil.
Not going to be USA. Nil.
Not going to.
In anything. Including wars. Oh, wait. No. Took it too far.
Yeah, they may have.
My bad. Yeah.
Do they play Belgium? Is that who they play?
Netherlands, right?
Netherlands. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
The dunking Dutchman, I think.
Mm-hmm. Rick Smith's that coach of it? Or?
I think so. Smitty.
Smitty? Yeah, old Smitty.
Yeah, so
no, but your previous question, though, I haven't watched any game other. I watched France just because they actually score, so it's somewhat entertaining.
And they have Mbappe, and he's fun.
And they got Mbappe, and
Antoine Griezmann.
Yeah, that's a guy.
Yep.
Mbappe.
Surprise! You guys haven't been watching England. Mbappe. Like that got your boy Harry Kane on there, King. So
he's a bum.
Harry Kane.
Did you guys see the presser yesterday?
No.
Eden Hazard. They were asking him questions.
Hazard, the dude from Germany?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, why are you so fat? And he was like, I don't think I am fat.
He's not.
Well,
he's really skinny. Well, wait, what?
Looked at you.
That's amazing.
And then the best part is the journalist who asked him, why do you look so fat now? Followed up by going, can I have a selfie after the presser?
Nice.
That's amazing. Just doing my job, bro. Just doing my job.
Just doing my job.
Asking the hard-hitting questions. Oh, shit. So advancing so far, because we're recording this on Wednesday. There are games on Thursday and Friday. Argentina and Poland, Netherlands, Senegal, which is kind of a surprise. England, USA, and France and Australia. Australia was also
Australia.
Yeah. Australia. So games tomorrow to see who else advances. But USA plays plays Netherlands
on Braga,
Saturday.
What does the R in Iran stand for?
Ran away from victory.
Really hate gay people.
Oh, that's another one.
Maybe we do in America too. I shouldn't have gone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's
largely
mutually exclusive. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's where we agree. Not us. I'm just saying.
I will say I'm excited that Mexico lost, and I promise I don't mean this in any sort of like anti-Mexico, anti-Mexican people way, but man, their fans are racist assholes in general, and them losing, like, they're a rival to us in men's soccer, and so them not advancing is sort of karma. And so
did you guys,
well, you're really going on a limb there, only picking out Mexican fans as being the racist soccer fans.
You're not wrong. I'm just saying, in recent history between the USA and Mexico, not angry that they're out.
Did either of you guys watch that USA Mexico soccer documentary that came out on Thanksgiving?
I didn't
think it was on Prime.
Real quick, in the chat, WCP54182, Mexico failed to advance out of the group stage for the first time since 78.
Whew, that's rough.
Yep.
Chicharito, walk back.
More like Chicharito, no.
Oh!
Get some. So what about this documentary?
I think it's on Amazon. I could be wrong. It came out on Thanksgiving. And I watched like 20 minutes of it because I just kind of got distracted. And Chicharito had this amazing quote where he was like, doesn't matter if we're playing in Mexico or in America, we're always the home team. And I was like, yeah, he's probably kind of right, because we play down there like, you know, La Azteca. They play up here in Columbus, Ohio. Damn. But he just said it so cocky, and I was like, fuck. I can't say he's wrong.
Man, the swagger swayed me.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Zers are on an official slide.
Listen, we don't have to talk about the Zers. This is going to be a year where Dame, that calf is going to pop at some point. And if it doesn't, it's because he's not playing. They are just, they're irrelevant. We don't need to talk about
them. You know what he needs
unless he comes right back and plays like 10 healthy games. He hasn't been healthy all year. He hasn't been healthy for like 3 years. He sacrificed his body in the bubble. Good for him. Probably a dumb decision. But yeah. Because I mean, even like the Olympics, you know, last August, you know what I mean? He was shit. He was awful. And then the season started, and he wasn't that good either. And yeah, you know, we had fun with the Blazers, like hot start. We all knew it was a mirage. Now Dame he's not playing. So
yeah,
don't care.
Is he going to turn into that guy where he's going to have maybe 3 to 4, like really big game, you know, really prime Dame games again, but at all the other games are kind of going to be, you know, not shooting great. He's gonna number's gonna be okay still, but
well,
I don't think he's the player he was anymore. I think he's
no. I think perfect. I think his body. He is now in the body's failing him. Like
yeah,
hit that AI age now where he just falls to the floor too often.
And it's too bad because unlike AI, Lillard he takes care of his body. AI, we all love him. You know, counterculture, super cool. That guy did not take care of his body. Lillard has. And it's just, it's one of those things where his body is now failing him. It's too bad.
What that looks like for him, that like 3 or 4 game thing, is him just playing. Because that's what it's been like this season. He'll come back and play for a game, and then he'll go right back on the injured list.
Is he going to be our LeBron now, where he only gets 4 or 5 game run at a time before he takes, you know, a couple games off? And then,
I mean, I got to say, I would love if he was our LeBron. Damian, our LeBron.
Can we get one of those?
I watched the bubble. I would have taken LeBron, LeBron Dame in the bubble.
Anybody got any LeBrons laying around they could spare?
I think there's a Bronny laying around here.
Yep, there's a Bronny. Let's bring him to Eugene. Get him straight to the Zers. You know what he needs?
What is the score of the Blazers game tonight?
Blazers up 1.
Oh.
47-46.
You know what Dame down needs? Dame needs one of those massage guns that you can get on sale with
Theragun
with Fat Kid deals. Check out Fat Kid.
I got it. I'm more of a Kinja deal, guys.
Sponsor us, Nate.
Yeah, go Kinja deals.
Fat Kid deals. Get a coupon.
Kinja deals.
Man, King just averse to making money.
Story of my life.
I hear you, man. We make a lot of quality of life decisions. And that includes dissing people who like us. It makes me feel good. All right. So anything else sports related before we get to Lions?
Think so.
I can't think of anything other than Russell Wilson getting yelled
Russell
at.
Russell Wilson.
His teammate. That was pretty funny.
Who cares?
NFL. Do we have anything NFL? I mean, my team's winning. My team's winning, but they're playing the Dolphins this week, so that's probably an L. But
no,
I saw the headline today. It said, "Is Russell Wilson playing himself out of the Hall of Fame right now?"
Ooh, I love that take. I mean, no, but he's taken a lot of shine off of his career. That's for fucking sure.
So instead of a bronze bust, he'll get a what bust? I don't know. I don't know what kind of precious metals.
Copper.
Nickel.
Nickel.
Copper. Is copper more valuable than bronze? Because I know meth heads steal copper.
They sure do. Yeah. Can they make the bust out of a catalytic converter?
Melt down the precious metals of a catalytic converter, and that's what they make his bust out of.
Oh my dudes! We just got a spam bot in the chat right after we were talking about making money. I'm gonna read it to you guys so they can't see it. Viewers, you can see it. Hi, I want to offer promotion of your channel. Viewers, followers, views, chat bots. The price is lower than any competitor. The quality is guaranteed to be the best. Auto on. Incredibly flexible and convenient order management panel. Everything is in your hands. Turn it on, off, customize. I'm not going to say the name. Should I say the name? It's dogehype.com.
Dogehype, nice.
Dogehype. Get some Doge coins. Is that what you're going to put us in for this advertisement that I just gave you? Doge coins? I think I'm against it.
All right, while we're on that subject, do you guys find it funny all the athletes that have like took their contracts in Bitcoin and other crypto and pretty much lost?
Trevor Lawrence.
Like 80% plus of their
salary. That was Trevor Lawrence, right? Like his whole season.
OBJ
is one of them.
OBJ was the one. His entire salary last year was like Bitcoin, and it all just. So he tore his ACL.
I'm gonna put $17 million this year into doggy coin because Elon Musk said so. Okay. No, I don't feel bad for that. Idiots.
This shit is so funny, man. It's like we've seen it so many times where you follow these things and like any discerning person looks at it and is like,
if anyone has $225 to spare, I will sell them my Rod Strickland Top Shot NFT.
Ooh. Top Rod?
Just saying.
Number one on the Blazers, number one in your heart.
Yeah, well, you know.
It has Raekwon, the chef, in the background, by the way. It's almost a fungible token. I swear. I'll lower the price, $175.
Then we'll make it fungible. Is that how it works?
$75.
Okay.
25?
Please? Someone?
Anyone?
Rod Strickland.
Literally anybody.
Bullets legend.
Is it Blazer Rod Strickland or Bullets Rod Strickland?
It's Blazers Rod Strickland.
Damn right. Or Spurs Rod Strickland.
Spurs.
Ooh. I wouldn't be offering the Spurs Strickland.
No, that goes nowhere. All right, well, let's do lines, huh? Last one, or are we doing like a bowl one later on? Is this it?
I mean, this could be it. I guess we could do maybe the like handful of Pac-12 teams that are in a bowl.
Or the playoff games?
We're not acknowledging Pac-12 bowls.
The playoff games. Should we do the playoff games?
No. This is it then. We'll call this. This is it.
By the way, King Booble says he'll give you $350.
$350?
It's yours.
$3.50. About
$350?
$4? $4. Final price. Final offer.
Okay. With six games left in the lines here.
Lines.
I guess you're technically not mathematically eliminated, Braga. You are down 7 points to King. So you could get all six and your star pick and get seven to tie.
And you have to get all of yours wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and before this sounds implausible, let me remind you, Utah is playing in the Pac-12 championship game, which no one thought was possible 8 days ago.
So King, he had a nice week. He is 1 point up on me now. Yes. He wants to stop the vote now. Stop the vote. We're done.
Yeah, stop the count.
I'm parking the bus. Soccer term, baby.
This dude's dabbing.
Park the bus.
By the way, do you do that with your kids, dude?
They're very over the dab.
No, that's why I do it though. I did it yesterday. It's like, oh, come on, man.
Do you do it fast or you hold it?
I go like this, and then I go.
Oh, you do the fast ninja dab.
I'm like, wait, check this out. Oh. So good.
It's so disorienting.
It is.
I think we just lost three people watching from that.
Ooh, well, it's gonna happen. If they don't have any taste, it's fine.
No swag.
Yeah, no swag like me.
All right, so comes down to these final six games.
Look at your hat. It just spells swag.
Man. I mean, Jesus.
You!
He's dripping. Let's go.
Braga boy done told him.
That's what people say, right? They say I'm dripping, and then they go.
That's what all the kids say.
That's how this works.
That's what they all say. All right. First game. It is the Pac-12 championship game because it is on Friday. USC, only a 2.5-point favorite against Utah.
USC makes me sick.
It's because Utah.
So mad at Dan Lanning.
Yeah.
So mad.
Should not be happening.
I'm taking USC as well, but fuck, I don't want to. You really think, is Caleb Williams actually, I haven't looked, is he actually the favorite for the Heisman right now?
By a lot. Yeah. Like, it's a lock. If they win by one, doesn't matter what his stat line is, it's over.
Because Corm not playing, Stroud might as well have not played without bad.
It's him, Stroud. I can't remember who the third guy is, and then no one else is close. Like, they're only inviting three. And if USC wins by one, Caleb Williams.
Well, it was Corum, too, because Corum definitely was on the list until he got hurt. But
I will say, at least
Ohio State got their ass handed to him, man. Anybody see that coming?
No, they were my lock.
Yeah.
They were my lock as well.
Crazy.
But at least their defense made me feel slightly better about our defense, because that was fucking bad.
Yeah.
The big thing was, a lot of people say, I was like, oh, fucking what's the quarterback's name for Michigan.
E.J. McCarthy.
McCarthy is like, oh, he just, you know, destroyed them. He had 12 completions for like almost 300 yards.
He's terrible. He really is terrible.
Yes, he is terrible, which will get me back, well, later here. All right, so we're both.
Yeah.
We're both. So, yeah, C as well. You've got to pick the opposite of everything.
This is my dilemma, because as I've said the last month or so, I'm playing against 500. I'm not playing against you guys. Like, you guys are too far ahead. So if I'm playing against 500.
Yeah. You are three games over 500 right now. Three games.
So I got to take USC.
All right. Next game, we have Kansas State and TCU. TCU, a 2.5-point favorite.
Kansas State.
Ooh, this is where you think TCU stumbles?
Bust the bubble. Yeah.
Give me TCU. Kansas State fucking stinks. Give me TCU.
Horned Frogs.
All right.
Do Horned Frogs? I haven't looked at the logo in a while. Do they have like more than one horn, or is it just like one?
They've got a lot of horns.
So like several
they're,
around.
They're more spiny than horn.
Okay. So like a stegosaurus or something?
Yeah, they're more like the spined horns. But you know, okay. Whatever. Okay.
All right, next thing we have the SEC championship game.
SEC!
Georgia, 17.5-point favorite against LSU.
Georgia. LSU just lost to Texas A&M.
Such a big number in an SEC championship game, man.
What a terrible SEC championship game.
Woof.
Tiebreakers, man. They fucking suck. Like, no one want. Like, LSU beat Alabama on the last play. Get it. They deserve to be there. Who would you rather see play Georgia and Atlanta? LSU or Alabama?
I'm going to see Alabama.
I don't want to watch. Yeah. I don't want to watch either.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying.
I want LSU because I want to see Brian Kelly's fucking big red face when they lose.
Family.
Use an accent.
Family.
Hey, you guys watching the Blazers?
It's on.
Baharadma in the chat says Sharp's dunk just now was incredible.
Oh. Cheated.
Yeah. Okay. We're not watching. So
Sharp,
more like dabbing Sharp.
All right, give me LSU. I think Georgia doesn't give a shit about this game. They're in. They're pretty much the only team that is in right now. Give me LSU. They're gonna lose. They're gonna lose by a touchdown.
Isn't that crazy that they can lose? Like, they can lose by 80 and still get in the playoff. It's bonkers.
Yeah.
Let's go LSU for this one. I think, like, 14 sounds right. 10 or 14.
Yep. All right. It was tough picking some games here to get six. Next thing, we got UCF and Tulane.
Oh, give me those Green Wave. I don't
Tulane.
Even need...
4.5-point favorites.
Give me the wave.
Ooh. Ride the wave, baby.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm taking Tulane also. They're wagging.
Yeah.
Willie Fritz, baby.
Yep. All right.
Why is their wave green, though, by the way?
Why do they have green waves?
Yeah.
Too much, what's it called? What do you put
algae?
In? Yeah. Yeah, algae or what's the stuff you put in pools? Chlorine?
Like the Mexican Gulf is just that gross. So I've seen Bama Shore, and it's not green water, and it's not that far from Louisiana.
So it's like an Exxon situation is what we're saying then.
Is there a...
Light it on fire.
Was there a lot of Irish immigrants going there back then to make it a green wave?
I think it's pretty famously French. I got to be honest. I think they even have the quarter named after that.
Yeah, that whole sort of region there.
Yeah.
Very French.
Yeah. Yeah. Etefou and all that.
Yeah.
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 Etefé.
A beignet.
Boutiques. Ben
Gordigas.
Like the least sounding French word that you could.
Well, you can make it sound. You can make it sound very French.
Say the Mercedes Benz Superdome. Mercedes Benz Superdome. Gordigas.
I was a little Arnold here at the end. Gutigas.
Well, whatever. I thought I was going out. I thought I was going coach yo. Gutigas.
Remember when he, go Dodges. Go. Go.
Go Chargers. Go.
Chargers. That was it.
Chargers.
Go
yeah.
Chargers. Go. You've never heard of
but there's Chargers. Not the grovel in the voice. That's what makes it French.
Go yeah, oh, yeah.
Chargers. Go Chargers. Go Chargers. Go.
Smoke some more cigars.
Go Chargers. Go.
Go Chargers. Go.
Go Chargers. Go.
Never seen them in his whole life.
Mercedes Benz. Superdome.
Z. How do you say Mercedes Benz? Superdome?
I think it's now, I actually think it's now the Caesar's Gambling Superdome.
Caesar Palace?
Caesar's Palace Superdome. Go Tigers.
Or maybe, probably the Caesar Sportsbook is what it is.
Caesar Sportsbook Superdome. Go Tigers.
Superdome.
Superdome.
Superdome. Forget about it. Go on the Caesars. All right, that's enough. It's enough. It's enough.
All right, next game is the I Equation game. We got Clemson in North Carolina. Clemson, 7.5-point favorite.
I'm going UNC. I call them the cover heels.
Is DJ playing in this game, I guess, is the question.
I guess it'd be better if he didn't.
I don't think he is. So gimme Clemson.
You picked this game just so you could say that line. that's the only reason we're picking this game in lines.
Go look at the championship game schedule. There are not that many good
It's like the
there.
It is it's not, the it's abysmal. It's I probably picked, the worst I had championship weekend.
Unranked UCF in Tulane in there. They try to get like a decent game.
Wait.
Carolina.
All right, and the last game, another fantastic. We got Purdue and Michigan. Michigan, 17.5-point favorites as well. Georgia.
Michigan.
It's a big number, guys.
So, I don't think Corum is probably going to play in this.
I don't think it matters, though.
I do. Give me Purdue as my star pick.
Whoa!
Michigan is my star pick.
Yeah.
Give me the Boilermakers.
So do you guys know Purdue's quarterback's name?
Oh, what is it?
Fart McGuffin?
I believe it's Aiden O'Connell.
O'Connell.
Do you know what Aiden O'Connell is still doing right now?
Is he like mourning his brother's death?
Yes, he's not practicing because his brother died over the weekend. And they think he might be there on Saturday to play.
So here's the thing.
Not making light of that. I'm just saying.
No. I'm saying this is a Clemson. This is a Clemson situation where it might be better that he might not play.
Clemsuation.
It's a big Clemsuation here. But I don't think Michigan's.
I like that joke. I'm going to take a DeBow.
DeBow.
Who's your pick, Braga? You go with Michigan as well?
Yeah. I'm looking back, thinking of star picks. I think let's make USC my star pick.
USC, okay.
I forgot about that.
That's a fairly safe pick.
Yeah, but yeah, Michigan.
All right.
I need that star pick. I've been nailing star picks all season long, man. Need to close out strong and keep above 500. That's it.
No, so you are, you're 8-5 on star picks.
I'm saying.
Well, you can pick every game like it's a star game, right?
I'm saying. Every game should be a star game. That's what you should do this week. Give me a chance to give all of my picks are star picks. So if I get them right, it's double. now there's my open door. Let's go. All right, let's roll through list and then we'll bounce out of here. Was it your idea, Ski?
I mean, I guess I threw it out there.
Well, what's the list then?
So 'tis the season of the transfer portal. It's your top three portals.
Top three portals.
And in researching, I found there are not that many portals that are outside a movie or video game. So
yep, pretty much.
We're kind of stuck there.
That's what this list is going to be. So fucking deal with it. And shut up about it. Other than like black holes, I think black hole's a portal technically to another dimension, but do we really know that?
And like I said, and that's if you're believing Stephen Hawking, which I don't.
Yeah.
He's a liar.
Yeah. Damn commies. Let's see. So my honorable mention that I'm just going to start out with is
honorable mention.
No, okay. Yeah. You know what? You're right. I won't do honorable mention.
Honorable mention.
You're going off at this point.
No, I hear you.
It's going to be such portals, a hard list.
How many portals do you have?
I got four portals. That's it.
You got four portals.
Okay, give us your one.
You know what? I'm not going to.
Fine. Fuck you.
Okay. Fair enough. How about you give your number three, asshole?
My number three portal movie, Hot Tub Time Machine.
It's a good one. My number three, being John Malkovich. So the door that goes into John Malkovich's head.
Yeah. That's
number three.
That counts.
Movie portal.
All right. I'll go. My number three, Last Action Hero.
That's a good one.
Thanks, George.
By the way, so we should just say this is our top three movie portal list because they're all
Yes, because right? Okay. Yeah, could have done the portal game.
Yeah,
it's lazy. So,
all right. What's
my number two portal movie? The 1992 classic Army of Darkness.
Mm. It is a classic.
I haven't
seen that in too long.
Blake Portals.
It. Blake Portals.
I should have saved that for number one. What was anyone?
You wasted it.
I wasted it.
You can just burn through your list. You're cutting it down, man.
Damn it.
That's the true number one now.
For all of us, I think. All right, who's up?
You up.
I am up. So I already did my three. Now my two is Stargate. The OG portal. Do you know about a portal? Do you know about a portal before Stargate? I didn't.
I did. It's my number one.
Is it the toilet? Is it the turlet?
It is not.
Sends your poo-poos to a magical place?
Is it Blake Portals again?
It better be.
I'll go. I had Stargate in there. I'll go Stargate number two as well.
Yeah.
My number one portal movie, the 1992 classic, A Muppet Christmas Carol. Ebenezer Scrooge just come back to find redemption.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Christmas Eve.
Okay. So we're talking about the portal between like the Ghost of Christmas Past
and the present.
Yeah, the future. God, that's a great one, dude.
My number four portal movie, Jacksonville Jaguars legend, Blake Portals.
Jags legend.
Damn. Really screwed that up.
I know. God. Yeah.
All right. My number one, Blake Portals. That's my number one. I came up with it. It's mine. I had another one. It sucks, so I'm not going to go with it. It's Blake Portals. That's my number one.
All right. I'll go. My number one portal movie is Time Cop, starring Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Just had to get
question, Johnny, though.
You had to get Van Damme in here, man.
Is the Dennis Haskins and John Leguizamo Mario Brothers movie?
Mario
is
Brothers?
Technically a part. Is that a portal movie?
Goddamn
right. That would be a portal movie.
Do they go into pipes in that movie? I don't remember. Do they go and then they go into pipes?
I think they go. Isn't there like an animated section in that movie where
it's been so long, man?
Bahar Edma, I did say Stargate earlier. Stargate's the OG portal.
I mean, that's the one with it's a big ass portal that you just walk through. I mean, all the portals, that's the portal.
It's the portal movie. Yep. Okay. Anything else before we wrap it up?
My number five portal movie, mm-hmm. Land of the Lost.
That is a portal as well.
Yeah.
100%. What about your number six?
My number six portal movie, Bo Nix.
Oh, now you made me sad. Oh, wait, no. You made me happy, because he wouldn't be here without the portal. Wait!
Come on, get happy!
Yeah, let's end this with a little bit of Brady Bunch. All right, well, thank you for watching and listening, everybody. At TSB Pod, at TSB Ski, at Jeromny, twitch.tv/abrog87. We also are on Discord. Discord is a good place to, I don't know what... I was trying to come up with something that it's good for. It's a place.
My number seven portal movie, the 2020 classic, the Lego Star Wars Holiday Special.
Wow.
Ray leaves friends to prepare for life the next day.
I missed that one. Sorry to say.
He's hurled into a cross dimension timeline. Wow. And yeah.
Wait,
and everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you jump in the portal. Everything is awesome.
Yeah, I like it.
When you're diving on a pipe.
We really need to end this now. All right, thanks for watching and listening, everybody. Bye.